Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with, say your name,
Gwen Ballinger Mom.
That's your full name? Gwen Ballinger Mom.
Grandma.
Grandma. Yep. All right. Oh, first, happy National Pound Cake Day.
I like pound cake. You know, that was my grandmother's favorite cake was pound cake. I'd always make her pound cake.
What's pound cake?
It's a denser cake.
Do we have it at Christmas sometimes?
No. Yes. Yes, yes, we have. There's not frosting on it. Sometimes no. There's powdered sugar on it.
No, I don't like frosting.
You know?
I really don't like it. Some people eat it by like the jug. They like buy the containers.
I like it spread in between graham crackers that have been, you freeze it and then you freeze it.
Frosting that's inside delicious.
Of graham crackers. And then you stick it in the freezer and then you eat it. It's so good.
That's actually delicious.
Chocolate frosting.
I'm kind of more vanilla. I'm the only one in the family that likes vanilla more than chocolate.
I'm sorry, you had to eat chocolate all your life.
I know.
Up, dear.
I was forced fed chocolate growing up. It's okay. I was so excited whenever we went to like my cousin Stephanie's birthday parties or whatever, because her favorite thing was always strawberry cake.
Oh, and Trent would have
yeah,
strawberry
so
cake.
So I was always excited to have strawberry cake instead of chocolate cake. Even for my birthdays, I was given chocolate cake.
You never complained.
No, because I wanted to be like everybody else, because everyone else liked chocolate.
Sweetie, I'm
and
sorry.
You all told me I was weird whenever I liked vanilla.
No, you need to toot your own horn.
Oh, I do now. I don't care if y'all like me or not.
I love you.
I know. But someone looked up, last time we asked, you asked, I didn't care, Iced Tea Day. And someone looked it up for us.
Yes, every day.
Well, nope. It's June 10th is National Iced Tea Day.
June 10th.
We have a podcast.
We do.
Because that's
and
a Monday.
Flynn will be 6 months old that day.
Oh. Okay.
It's a very exciting day.
It is.
And I'll be drinking my iced tea.
There you go. So thank you, Jude, for looking into that for
us. Thank you, Jude.
Jude, that's a name you don't hear very often.
No, but the Beatles sing a song about Jude. Hey, Jude.
What's Jude Law?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a male actor.
Oh, I thought that was an actual law. I thought it was okay.
No, it's a male actor.
Moving on. The big news that shook the internet this week.
Oh my gosh,
I
hope it's the same thing I was going to say. Go.
What, that the Jonas Brothers reunited?
No.
That's what mine was.
Mine was James Charles caught the cricket that's been driving him crazy.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw that. No, mine is the Jonas Brothers decided to reunite. Mm-hmm, I feel a little left out because the internet is filled with girls posting photos of all their old Jonas Brothers merch, proving that they were an OG fan, that they were obsessed, they have every right to have front row seats, their tour again. But I hated the Jonas Brothers. I didn't listen to their music because I could not get over the fact that they had the ugliest hair on the planet. And if you know me, you know a haircut changes my whole perspective on a human being. So I couldn't get into the Jonas Brothers. I didn't have anything against them except their haircuts. But I don't ever really listen to their music. I mean, I should have. I fit the criteria.
Well, are they going to do the same music or are they going to
no,
come out with some new days?
No, they just came out with
thing.
A new song, Sucker. And I really, really liked it.
Mm.
And I think
did they change their hair?
Yes, they all
okay,
got haircuts.
Okay, well, then you can listen. Now.
Yes.
You're
Nick
good.
Had a major glow up. He looks fantastic.
There's only one? They're brothers. There's got to be more than one.
I know that.
Is it three?
I said Nick had a glow up.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought you said he had a glow up.
Yes, I said Nick, he had a glow up.
Oh, okay.
Joe used to be the attractive one, but now the internet says Nick's the attractive one, and Kevin was never up for debate.
Well, right now you're the attractive one because your outfit is really distracting
okay.
me.
Is it? I am doing...
Because you're a cutie patootie.
I am in the middle of... a series I'm doing with my sister where I have to wear a certain type of outfit every day, and it's distracting my mom because I'm actually going for it and I'm wearing it every day. And so
okay,
I'm sorry, mom. You guys will see if on my vlog channel, I think I'm posting it Wednesday, is that when I post this games section.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see it a day before it comes out, just one of the outfits.
Yes.
Anyway, So yeah, their new song Sucker's out now, and it was actually really, really good. So there you go. YouTube has decided to ban comments on all videos that contain minors. So this is their solution instead of demonetization. So if you have a video majorly featuring a child 13 or under, the comments will be banned. There will be no comment section. And then if from 14 to 18, it depends kind of what the video is. Mm-hmm. And then they'll decide. So that those are up for review. But if you have a video majorly featuring a 13 year old younger person, doesn't mm-hmm. matter the content of the video, the comments will be banned. This is how YouTube has decided to protect their advertisers. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, how they decided to protect the children.
Oh.
That's what they're saying. No, it's how they're deciding to protect their advertisers.
I don't know how that protects them, because you can, how does that protect the children?
What they're saying, it doesn't protect the children. No. It's protecting the advertisers. But they're saying that, like, this way, comments can't be left telling other predators what part to skip to.
You know, there's other forms
I know.
But email, this is messaging.
The reason it's to protect the advertisers is now these comments can't happen. Therefore, the advertisers won't be associated with the predators.
Okay.
So it has, you can't, it's all about the advertisers. Don't even try and say it's for the kids.
Gotcha.
And now trolls are lying about child porn to try and get channels taken down. We all saw this happening.
Yes.
We all knew this was going to happen, but
yep.
People that don't like a channel just go and try and take it down.
Yep.
So Musical.ly, well, it's now known as TikTok.
Yes.
But when it started, it was Musical.ly, and that's how I know it now. And they switched, and it confuses me. But I'm glad they switched it, because it used to be Music or Music. Yeah, it's music.ly. And whenever you type that out, it becomes a link.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so whenever I try to like edit it, it won't. Are you going cross-eyed? Are you bored? My mom just looked at me and went cross-eyed, like she's bored, like a child in church trying to entertain herself.
No, I'm listening.
You are not. You're going cross-eyed.
You said music.ly, and it changed it to a website. I was listening.
Anyway, that company, whatever mm-hmm. you want to refer to it as, has to pay $5.7 million in a settlement to the FTC because they were allegedly taking, well, not allegedly, they did, it was proven, they were taking kids' info.
Ew.
And when they started, they didn't make kids get parents' approval,
mm-hmm.
and therefore, like, he was doing it illegally, because if you're 13 or under, 13 is, like, the age of everything. I don't know, I guess once you hit 13, you're a teenager and not longer a kid. But they were taking kids' info. And so the FTC was like, hey, you didn't get any parental consent to this. Illegal. Pay us money. So they did. So now they're deleting accounts of kids under 13.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get your parents' permission in order to.
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm sure they're going to be over 13, and I'm sure they're going to get their parents' permission.
But
kids, do get your parents' permission.
Yes, get your parents' permission. But also, my favorite thing was people's accounts were getting deleted when the person was actually over 13 because they just put their birth date wrong. Like, you know, when sometimes you sign up for something, you just say next, next, next.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you just don't pay attention. It's like, put in your age. You're like, I don't want to, next. And it just puts in the whatever it was at.
Yeah.
Well, so people's accounts started getting deleted.
Uh-oh.
And so people were like, I'm like 16. What are you doing? And they were like, just upload a photo of your government ID. And then that'll prove your age. It's getting ridiculous.
It
I'm
is.
So glad I didn't have the internet.
I'm glad
when
there
I was
no internet when you were a kid. I would have freaked out.
But like, just so much stuff. And also, you would have been like, leave me alone. You are not bugging me to give parental consent to anything. I don't even know how they get parental. I'm saying it's just a box they check.
Probably.
So you can totally fake it.
Or maybe they send the parent an email. That takes a lot of time.
I think it might be email.
And then the parent has to respond. That would be a good way, because how do you get into your parent's account?
Well, how do they know it's a parent's account, not just a
this
kid's account?
This is true. Oh, this is my parents, and it could just be
the parents have to upload a government ID?
I don't know.
My parents would have never.
No.
Even I would never. If I was signing up for a social media account and they were said, upload your government ID, I'd be like,
No.
Buzz off. I'm not using you. So I think this will be the end of TikTok. Just saying it now. But kids really, I think that TikTok is a kid app. Mm-hmm. It is for kids. So I don't understand how they're going to function after this. But Speaking of kids,
dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, bringing us to our sponsor for today.
Yay!
You had no idea.
I felt you were segueing into something.
Yeah,
you
felt it. It's Paw Patrol. We have talked about Paw Patrol before.
Yeah.
Talked about them last week. They have a new character. They're featuring Tracker, the jungle pup mm-hmm. who speaks Spanish and nice. English.
Bilingual
little puppy up in this business. So check them out now. Kids really like the show. Mm-hmm. Every kid I've talked to knows about Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
They're great. It's a good show. So check out a new episode of Paw Patrol airs on today, March 4th. That's 12, 11 Central. So check them out. Check out Tracker. You know I love dogs, so I'm all about this character.
Yep.
Okay, so another thing going around the internet is this Momo thing. Have you heard of
yes,
Momo?
Yes, creepy.
It's a hoax.
Yeah, it's a creepy
not true.
Picture.
Just stop spreading the picture, guys.
Yeah.
No one wants to see it. So people were saying that this character Momo was popping up in the middle of videos mm-hmm. and telling kids to kill themselves or to text Momo, and then the text messages would tell the kids to kill themselves or something like that. And this apparently was a hoax back in the day, and then it started resurfacing again and everyone started freaking out. But there have been like no videos that they found that actually do this and no text messages that actually link to anything.
Wow.
The whole thing was a hoax. But now obviously people are trolls, so they're putting a Momo thing in videos. And so YouTube's protecting their advertisers and demonetizing all videos that have to do with Momo, even if you're just talking about Momo. But if Momo's in a description, a link, or someone reports Momo's there, that video doesn't make money anymore. So again, protecting the advertisers, not the children. But so that's a thing. It's not, everyone was freaking out about it. And I started getting things and I went, this looks fake. I don't believe it, but I didn't look into it. And then Phil DeFranco posted a video about it. And I was like, I knew it. I knew it was a hoax. Cause like that just.
Yeah, I started to read it and I'm just like, ooh, no.
No, this is.
Clicked off.
I don't want to see that picture anymore.
No, that picture's creepy.
It's so bad. It's just like gross.
Yeah.
So this was just, it didn't actually happen. And everyone was freaking out. Being like, how could YouTube let this happen to our children? And again, I'm so glad the internet didn't exist when I was a kid, because I know you wouldn't have let me watch anything without you watching it
that's
first.
That's right.
And that's how I think it should be. Like, Jessica doesn't let the kids watch anything that she hasn't watched first.
No.
Like, they're not allowed to watch my videos.
Nope.
They're very restricted, and the kids never see anything they're not supposed to. And so I know it's annoying for you put something on for your kids to distract them so you don't have to deal with them, basically, because you could be busy doing.
But you got to be careful what you.
But
let
you
them
have
see
to still look at what they're watching. Yep. Make sure they're stuck on like the channel you know is good.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers is great.
Oh, he's the best.
It's the best. But I understand like there's parents get busy, and also you could put your kid on a channel, but then.
Commercials.
Well, I know. No, I'm saying like you could put someone on someone's YouTube channel you know is good,
like the Mickey Mouse
Club YouTube channel.
Right.
But the way YouTube works, it rolls into other videos that could be linked to something else. And I'm sure a lot of parents don't even know that. YouTube's hard to figure out.
Yeah.
So I don't blame parents for, you know, accidentally, there's some video coming up, whatever. But the whole thing is, the Momo thing wasn't real. And then people freaking out about it kind of made it real.
I'm glad it wasn't real.
Well, people are making it real because now people are making the videos.
I get it.
Everyone just freaked out for no reason and didn't do any research, like me.
Right.
But they were spreading the false info. I was not. So Amazon is apparently planning on opening a grocery store separate from Whole Foods, because you know they bought Whole Foods. But Whole Foods is a healthy food store.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to also break into the normal food grocery store, just proving the fact that they are trying to literally take over all retail humanly possible. They were like, people, we own Whole Foods, but not everyone shops there because people just think it's gross healthy food, which is not, but also
it's,
it is.
There's some good stuff.
Rachel just burped. It was good. But they want to do stuff like how Ralph's and Walmart does it, like that kind of brand,
overprocessed
brands. Mm-hmm. They're going to do that because they know there's money there. In 10 years, they will have taken over everything.
Probably.
Like, they're soon going to... No, they already are in the tech department. They're in everything. What else
they're
is there?
Everything.
They're going to sell cars. That's the next thing. They'll sell cars.
Do they not? You know I'm going to go home and Amazon a car.
No, they don't. I mean, unless they make their own phone.
The shipping would be outlandish.
No, because there's things like...
Oh, but I have Prime, so...
Yeah.
It'll be free.
No, but there's things like Carvana where you can buy a car and they ship it to you. Mm-hmm. So
I have to swallow my drink before I can answer that.
So, but so they, it is possible. Like, there's right. ways to do it.
Right.
It just won't probably won't be 2-day shipping.
Probably.
But yeah, and they also have those stores where they don't have clerks. You just scan what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different from that too. It's gonna be like a Ralph's, a Vaughn's, a I don't
a
know
brick the... and mortar store.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you try to finish my words for me. Oh, speaking of Amazon, not a sponsor.
I wish.
Same. they're except all of Amazon's commercials have to do with Alexa, and I'm scared of Alexa.
No.
This has to do with Alexa. There's a way to read all the conversations you've ever had with Alexa. Because, you know, sometimes she picks up on the wrong thing.
Yes.
So you can go and you can read all your conversations with her. She is always listening, mm-hmm. but they've only put recorded when you say, hey, Alexa.
Yeah.
So you can go in and you can read them, and you can also delete them all.
Oh, wow.
So I think this would be fun to do, to go to someone else's house and read all their conversations with Alexa and see what they've had Alexa look up.
Yes.
But if you don't want someone doing that,
yeah.
feel free to go and delete all that information, because that information inevitably will get transported to somewhere else
yep.
and used for market research and whatnot. So if you want to protect your privacy a little more, one, don't have an Alexa unless I get sponsored. And then two...
And then you still won't own one.
I still won't own one. I think I own an Echo Dot that Andrew gave me. And I've been so tempted to turn it on, but at the same time, I'm so scared. I'm just like, I don't know what to do with this thing.
They're listening.
They're always listening. Our phones are always listening. But it's just one more thing that's... Like, my friend had one, and she was having it do all the things in her house. And I was like, that is scary. You know, there was a robot in Japan that they took apart. It rebuilt itself and killed 18 people.
No, it did not.
And they were trying to disable it.
Did you fact check this, Rachel?
No. But it was a thing on Twitter. But it was the thing. I did read the article. It did seem legit. This robot, like, they realized it was like a danger, so they try and shut it down. But when they shut it down, it rebooted itself with the info it got from a satellite. It learned how to rebuild itself.
Jeepers.
And killed 18 people.
I don't know about
I think so, because I see videos of robots online that are like opening doors and like...
Running? Did you see the one jumping over a log?
Yeah! And I'm like, these things could 100% kill people. And like, if it's smart enough, because people are stupid and they always think, can we instead of should we? And they're going to make some killing machine that we can't stop. Have people not watched the Hollywood movies? Will Smith
right.
did a movie about this, people. Right. Like, you shouldn't just let robots roam with knowledge. While it may make your life slightly more convenient, or it might be a good war weapon.
No.
But at the same time, let's spread love, not war, man. But protect yourself. What are you looking at?
My hand.
You can't look down at your hands. It's stressing me out. You're going cross-eyed. You don't want to be here, Mom.
Yes, I do.
You want to go watch Paw Patrol instead?
Paw Patrol.
Well, next thing, since you weren't very... I'm wearing suspenders. I'm going to snap them.
Ouch.
Ow! My nipples.
Rachel.
Why do people always do that? It hurts. That hurts so bad. Okay. Last news I have. The dating app Hinge, which I just found out about like a month ago, but I'm not in the dating app world, so I didn't know about it. They're giving users free cocktails to go on dates.
Really?
Yeah. Because the people, what happens is they match with someone and then they just kind of keep swiping and keep looking, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying make a date with someone you've already like matched with. Shut down your app for a day and go on a date and we'll give you 2 free drinks. Mm. And I was like, that's kind of cool. It kind of gets people out instead of just like kind of looking.
Yeah.
It makes you actually go out and go on a date, because a lot of people are like, yeah, I matched, but I don't know. I have a lot of friends who are single who do that. So it's just kind of making them go out, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart idea. Also, you and your friends could possibly get free drinks out of this if you do it correctly. I don't really know the terms and conditions, but I don't even know if Hinge is free. I don't know what's free anymore.
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought Tinder
compliments.
I was so confused. I thought
you
that
did.
Was a dating
you had
app.
A very confused look on your face.
I was like, what's...
What company is that? What product is that, Mom?
I don't know. I just looked over and saw the toy you have on the table, and I'm very confused by it. My mom is in charge of the game. What? What? Okay, you guys...
It's a 5-second timer.
Oh, for our game later. Okay. That was all the news I had for today. Did you have any news?
I told you my James Charles news.
He finally caught the cricket that was in his house.
Yeah, that would have driven me bonkers.
No, that's, my dog eats crickets.
Yeah.
I just say cricket. My dog runs and finds it. So good for
there
me.
There we go.
Do you have any chicken facts, though?
I do. I found out about chicken feathers.
Good.
No, I thought this was very interesting. Chickens are fascinating creatures. Don't you cross your eyes at me, girl.
It doesn't feel so nice, does it?
Chicken feathers are made out of a strong protein called keratin.
They're made out of carrots?
Keratin.
I don't know.
I didn't look up that word. Oh, God, I'm turning into you. Okay.
Isn't it fun to just spread false info?
This is true. Chicken feathers can be made into strong plastic composites for car dashboards and boat exteriors. And she's yawning. A further benefit is that, unlike petroleum-based plastics, chicken feathers are biodegradable.
I don't think as a vegan I want that to happen.
Well, aren't you glad to know that the chicken feathers biodegrade?
I am. Well, it's a part of an animal. All parts of animals and humans are pretty much biodegradable. But I don't think I want people making them into car dashboards boats.
No, I know.
But
that's true.
If you have a chicken on your farm and dies of natural causes, you can do something with those feathers.
But you know what? Chickens molt every year. So all those feathers come out. I could gather those up and ship them off somewhere.
Naturally do this. I'm all for it. If it's just your chicken's feathers came out or your chicken died of old age and you plucked its feathers.
Collect those and put them on my dashboard and see what happens.
Just tape it up. I'm just going to be taped gross, nasty chicken feathers all over your dashboard.
But wouldn't that biodegrade my dashboard then? If it's made.
Yeah, it can be made into a plastic. Yeah. I don't think it just.
I know.
The feathers. Yes. All right, Mom, do you want to play our game?
Our game is the 5-second rule game.
Okay, hold on.
I have a bow tie on.
Oh, my mom is talking to the camera. Just turn the camera on.
Oh, I forgot. We were doing the podcast. Oh, my God.
Okay. The camera gets to see my lovely outfit for today. All right, Mom, what is the game? Explain it.
This is called the 5-second rule game. We have a little card here that it says you, like, I'll give you the first one. Okay. Name three cereals. And I turn my little who's digging thing over. And you have 5 seconds to tell me three cereals.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay.
You ready?
Nope. Let's do it.
Rachel.
Mom.
No, that's not a good one.
You can't cheat.
We don't know those people. We have to do ones. No. See. Oh, you'll know this one.
Okay. Put your timer over here.
Name three men's professional basketball teams.
Go. Celtics, Lakers, Kings.
She got it. Okay, you do it.
That was easy, man.
I put these in the wrong way. Oh, well.
What are you doing? Give me this.
Go for the draw. If it's something, you know, we don't. Okay. If it's ridiculous, put it in a discard.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
I got it. Huh? Name.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Here I am.
Name three celebrities who should not be celebrities.
Trump.
Oh, she wins! She won!
Okay, sorry.
That was good.
That's the only one I could think of.
That was.
There's three Trumps that should. Okay.
Oh, there are three Trumps.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Oh, how are you getting these? Name three types of floor exercises.
Push-ups, sit-ups, and lunges.
She got it.
Man, this game is easy for me.
Is it hard?
Yeah, it kind of is hard. Well, I think you're going to be good at it.
Oh, God.
Name three.
Wait. Okay.
Child stars.
Shirley Temple. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
JoJo Siwa.
Oh, well, I don't think of her as a little kid.
Lizzie McGuire.
All right, Rachel.
Okay. I'm winning.
You're getting on the easy ones. Name three ways to stay warm in the winter. Go.
A coat, a blanket, your mommy's hugs.
Yes. Get the good ones. Okay.
I'm really good at these games.
Is it a hard one?
That one you won't be
see
able to.
Why are mine okay, ready, go.
Okay, I have to get okay, that one is terrible. Okay, this one's okay.
Okay, ready, go.
I'm so you nervous. Don't get to say
this no. Makes me nervous.
You're the one that brought it out. Name three dances.
The waltz, the tango, and ballet.
Okay.
I did it.
You did it, Mom.
Okay, one more for you.
Okay, I've completely won this game, but continue.
No, we won't do that one. You know, there's two sides to these cards.
Well, yeah, so you can go through them again. What is that look?
Oh, okay. Well, this is in your area, so we'll do this one.
Okay.
Name three fouls or penalties in basketball.
Fouls or penalties? Oh, travel, double dribble, hitting.
You got it.
Hitting is a technical term, but if you hit someone, you're out, man.
Yeah. No, there's no hitting in basketball.
I know, exactly.
All right.
I'm going to do one more for you.
Oh, the stress.
This is the tie. This is, well, I'm winning, so you could tie it.
I get too stressed with these, man.
Name three classic.
Oh, I don't do classic. Go ahead.
Christmas decorations.
A snowman, a Christmas tree, and a wreath.
Done. I don't know if it's okay. All right. Yeah, they're fine. They worked.
Hey, in my house, snowmen are the Christmas thing.
Are they classics? I think they meant like tinsel garland.
Snowmen.
Just a general snowman in your front yard.
Forgetting that thing's on. Well, okay.
You're not supposed. We're supposed to be podcasting, not videoing. Okay. So whatever. All right. Time for questions. Ooh. As you put, you don't have to clean up right now. We're in the middle of the podcast. Stop cleaning up the game.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sam asks if we ever watched A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga, and what did you think of it?
I have not seen it yet. Have you?
Neither have I. I don't watch movies.
If it comes out where I can watch it in the comfort of my home, then I will watch it.
I think it has, but I don't. I don't ever watch movies unless they're like on Netflix.
Well, I gotta have something to do while I watch it, like make something or.
Oh yeah.
Read an article or
do anything but actually watch the movie.
Something while I watch it.
Yeah.
Or look up the ending.
Oh, you're the worst.
I don't like not knowing what's going on.
That's okay. Yeah, I heard the movie was great. It won things, but I just don't care about movies. $H asks, what's your favorite thing about spring?
Oh,
mine's the time change back to
Yes,
back
next
to
weekend.
The sun's out later.
And baby chicks. But yeah.
Baby chicks only hatch in the spring?
No, but that's.
What?
It's okay.
What?
Yeah, they. Yeah.
Are you planning on buying more chickens
no,
this spring?
No. Okay. No. Nope.
But so.
I love the time change. Next week, guys. Next week.
Yes.
Before they hear us again.
Next time you hear us, we'll have the better time zone.
Yes.
Thing.
An hour more to do things in the evening.
And does the whole world just do it, or is it just America?
I think Arizona does it.
Well, I didn't.
Just America.
Just America?
Yeah.
We're the worst. I mean, I love America. Don't headline that.
Yes.
But the time change thing
time change is, I love it when you spring forward.
Yes. And we just need to stay there. I want the sun out later always.
Always.
All right. Ballinger fan asks, who won the workout battle? Matt and I started a workout battle January 1st where we both had to work out for at least 30 minutes each day, and neither of us have failed yet.
Great for you.
Yeah, we're going 2 months strong. Sometimes we both know, like, oh, you only did like 15 minutes of yoga, but we're just...
You still did it.
We still did it, and we go on like 5 walks a day with the dog,
yeah.
And we just... This year, we've just been more active.
And you're not... I was going to say that. You're not lazy people.
No.
You are always doing something.
Yeah, Matt's always outside working or washing the cars or...
Building things.
We're both building, working. We're just constantly moving. I don't think I've had a day where I haven't done a project since the new year. So we're very, very active, and neither of us have lost yet.
Yay.
He's known, like, okay, you didn't technically work out today, but he didn't say anything because I was doing other things, like actual job things. So he's like, you let us slide, but neither of us have officially won or lost. Kate asks, Gwen, did you play any sports?
I did. I played Bobby Sox softball is what it was called.
Bobby Sox?
Bobby Sox, S-O-X. Softball as a little girl.
Wait, what does that mean? Is that like A-Y-S-O?
Yeah.
Soccer?
Back in the day. No.
No, I don't know. I know, but is that like saying Bobby Sox soccer is like saying AYSO?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Back in the day. I don't know if it's still a thing.
So you played softball.
My dad was the coach and my sister was always the star player.
Yes.
And I was the skinny little dorky girl, but it was something to do.
Hey!
And it was fun.
Hey!
No, I said it was a good thing.
I'm wearing suspenders and a fedora.
But you look adorable.
Anonymous Colleen also asks you, what duo do you... No, not duo. I misspelled that. what do you despise the most? So what in the world do you despise the most? She just asked you. This isn't to me.
People who are mean and hurt other people.
Yes. I despise that the most too.
It breaks my heart.
But also people that go 65 in the fast lane.
I don't despise them.
Or, you know, yeah. Whoa. People who just leave their cigarette butts on the ground.
Nasty.
That's so. I saw a girl in a parking garage just throw her cigarette butt on the ground and walk away. That. I was like, what are you doing? That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
I've known people who smoke and they've been, I don't care, you do what you want, but they're very courteous in that they never left their cigarette butts out. And I was like, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's, I have no problem.
I also don't despise cilantro.
You do.
And lima beans.
I despise peas.
Sorry, I made you eat canned those growing peas. Up too.
Yeah, you were really hate mean peas. To me growing up with the food wise. You made me eat canned peas and chocolate. How dare you?
Well, the canned peas, I'm sure, were on sale.
I don't know why you forced us to eat that. No one liked it.
Eat your greens.
Yeah, give me some broccoli.
I didn't
any form
do broccoli,
of broccoli
back then.
Any form of broccoli.
We didn't start eating broccoli till you hit like college.
Why?
Because I didn't know anything about broccoli.
Yeah, I feel like no one knew anything about food until now.
Right.
Like, I feel like there wasn't, like, people thought TV dinners were good. Like,
I was raised on TV dinners.
Yeah, like, they thought that was good.
Yeah.
They think that, people still think that the food pyramid is good.
But no, it's wrong.
It's so like wrong because down. It's run by the meat and dairy industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to tell you you need to intake more meat and dairy than you actually need to.
Mm-hmm.
I will just say.
Eat fruits and vegetables.
And
the most natural way to eat.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. You
closest form
everybody needs something different. That's 100% a thing. But I will just say, I've been vegan for over a year now, and I don't, you can eat whatever you want. It's your life, your body. But I asked for a soy latte at Starbucks. They gave me a dairy one, and I drank about half of it before I realized something's up here, mm-hmm. and I threw it away. And then my stomach was in knots the rest of the day. I was like, felt bloated and so gross. I was like, my body, it was not used to dairy anymore. So this is the effect that dairy has on a body when it's not, when like your immune system isn't built up to it. Your body should not build up an immune system to a food. I was just like, I eat fish. And I know that Matt eats clean, clean chicken. And it's just because that's what his body needs.
Yeah.
And so there are different things, but I think dairy is the biggest lie they've told us.
Okay, but I'm never giving up my cheese.
I know, you don't have to.
Oh,
but I'm
love
saying
my
like
cheese.
I do think that sometimes bodies do need different meats, and I totally understand that because it's a huge source of protein for some people. But I just think dairy was the biggest lie.
The milk stuff.
The milk, the cheese. You don't need that. Eggs, total. Like I'm on board with eggs if you get them and don't torture chicken first.
Yeah,
but the dairy. I'm just, after my stomach was just wanted
you
to
were a
murder
mess.
Me.
You came over and you were a mess.
I was like, the body's not meant for this. It's another creature's milk. We're not supposed to drink it. Brittany asks if you can vlog more. She didn't ask me. She asked you. We vlog about the same amount.
I found the vloggy. It she was lost missing it. For a while.
Very long time.
But then it was found. And when I'm at Colleen's, I don't want to vlog because that's her house.
Oh, I understand. I'm the same way. I don't like vlogging at our house either.
So when I was home, I was going to vlog, but the battery was dead. So then I had to charge the batteries. And then by the time the batteries charged, I left to go back to LA again. So I will.
I think you should do the vlog of making cookies. You should have done it last night. I should have vlogged you making cookies last night. You made me cookies last night.
That's right. That's right.
Next time you make cookies, just ask Colleen to vlog it for you. She will.
Okay.
But I kind of like when you have the camera in your hand. The last question, NASA Master asks, would you ever do a live podcast like the one you did last year? Yes, when we live stream the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I would. The next time we record at my house and we don't have a brand deal, I will live stream it. Because when you have a brand deal, then it conflicts with the business and it's another channel outlet that you're promoting on.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of could have done it today. I like Paw Patrol Nickelodeon. We kind of should have. If next time it's no podcast or it's Paw Patrol, because I'm cool with them. we'll live stream it because that was fun.
Yeah.
I'll let you know ahead of time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I don't come in my jammies or.
Well, I'm in a spiffy outfit today.
Yes, and I'm wearing your bow tie.
You are. All right, that's all I have for today. It was a short podcast, only 35 minutes. Do you have anything to add?
Feels like we've been here 2 hours. I thought to myself...
You were so bored through this whole podcast.
I thought to myself, wow, we did good. I think we went past an hour mark.
No.
Really? Half an hour, that's it?
You are rolling your eyes, staring at your hands.
Yeah. All righty.
Well, my mom wants to get out of here because apparently it's felt like 2 hours to her.
Oh, not true. I just thought, wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
No, you didn't. You thought, wow. How much longer can this go?
Your outfit's very distracting to me. You're just adorable.
I'm a great outfit, guys.
I gotta take a picture.
Okay. Can we finish this?
Oh, yes.
Okay, can take a picture while we're podcasting.
It only works if it's truly during the podcast. My dog just
came in to lick my mom. All right. Let's sign off. I love you guys so much. I love you more.
I love everyone more.
Woo! Okay.
See you next time on All Things Internet. The last word in. Tomorrow.
Whoa. Okay. So we had to just add this in because my dad just came in and let us know.
Well, somebody tweeted it and I wanted to
it's
say
their
name. It's
our 1 year anniversary?
Yes.
We started this a year ago?
That's what they say.
I know we're on our 51st or 52nd podcast.
Time flies when
you're having fun. No, that's impossible. There's 72 weeks in a year.
We took a month off.
We took a week off.
Oh, I thought we took a month off.
No, there's no way this is our 1 year anniversary.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
I Instagrammed when our first podcast went up. I will go through my Instagram.
Dun, 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 dun,
hold on.
Dun,
okay, dun, why don't I just pause this?
Okay.
Oh my God, March 5th, 2018. Yep. This is, it's been 1 year.
Congratulations, Rachel.
When did we take?
We took, I think,
12
September.
Weeks off.
No, we didn't take 12 weeks off. The only thing time we took off, I think we, didn't we take a month in September or something like that?
Oh, we might have. Yeah, because I think I had to go to, Australia. I went to Australia, so we took a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
And then, what? That doesn't make sense.
It's okay.
We're 52 podcasts in. There's 72 weeks in a year. We're missing 20 weeks.
There's 72 weeks in a year?
Aren't there? I think, did I miss it? Or the 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah, I think you're a little off on your
numbers.
How
am I? How many weeks in a year?
This is the most accurate podcast you'll ever listen to, people.
52. Okay, 52. Then that makes it. I thought it was 72.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking 72?
Why is she thinking 72?
I guess 3 days equals 72 hours?
I don't know what your brain was thinking.
What is my brain doing?
It's got a hat on, so it's kind of squished right now.
The child's hat on my head is constricting the blood flow.
We have to take a picture.
Okay. Yeah. Also, I'm really glad this is the end of the podcast.
Okay, now we're really done.
Okay.
See you next time.
No, she got really excited because she got the last word and the last exit.
So now she's going to drive.
I have the power of the button. You can't turn it off.
Okay.
So happy 1 year, guys.
Happy 1 year.
We love you. Thank you for listening. You guys are awesome. All right. Love you.
Bye.
I still haven't hit it off. Bye.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.